on 24. Mark, may we have a roll call?
Linda Wallabendo.
Here.
Mike DiCipolla. Chip Panich.
Here.
Laura Thomas. Eric Sutter.
Here.
Aja Monet. Wade Flores and Bill Edford are both excused. Paul Harkin.
Here.
Ron Fernandez.
Here.
Jack Bowman is absent. Michael Smithwick.
Here.
Eileen Loughran.
Here.
TJ Lee is excused. Charles Serrano.
Hello.
David Gonzalez is absent. Ken Pierce or Cicely Emerson. And Andrew Lopez.
Here.
We have quorum.
Thank you. Okay, let's take a look at today's agenda.
Do you want to have the public introduce?
Public comment?
Public introduce.
Oh, yes, please. Would you like to start, Ken?
Ken Hornby, ex-council member.
Kevin Croft, HIV Health Services.
I'll go. Chuck Adams, a member of the council.
Billy Flores, member of the council.
David Jordan, council staff, care council staff.
Liz Stem, care council staff. Ali Cohn, care council staff.
Mark Palmer, care council staff.
Is that everyone? Any bad? Okay, thank you. Now let's take a look at the agenda. Is there any changes to be made from staff or members? Hearing none, then is there any dissent on including the agenda as written? So approved. Now let's take a look at the minutes from February 25th. Any changes so far?
On number 6, the first bullet says CM, and I'm assuming that means community member, and I'm not...
Council member.
Oh, council member? Okay.
Any others? Any more changes? Hearing none, then, is there any objection to approving the minutes as written? So approved. Public comment? Okay. Then we'll move on.
Sure. Debrief of March 10th, full council meeting, so... there's a summary of the results here.
And David was going
to
just go over it.
Sure.
All right. Since you guys all have this in front of you, I won't belabor the details. Looks like, from a percentage perspective, most people felt positively about it, either agreed or strongly agreed. We had 1 to 2% of neutral or disagree across the spectrum of questions. For the care council members here, this is the CHEP prevention version of the evaluation. Ours is a little different, so that's why this looks different. As far as comments go, generally pretty positive comments. Primarily around the naming activities, seemed like people were very happy that we were able to work through that quickly. Something that we thought maybe was going to take another month, we actually were able to accomplish in a much shorter time frame. Although there were some people who were concerned that there was not enough representation present to go through that process. So, and that's represented there both under number 8 under naming activity as well as the comments at the end. Moving on to those comments at the end, again, most people felt pretty positive about it, about the facilitation, and about our co-chairs and the things that we were able to accomplish at that meeting. There were some concerns about the sound, the use of mics, which was occasionally a problem, having somebody run back and forth with mics and people sort of speaking without mics, and some using mics, some not using mics, some people speaking very closely into the mics, things like that. Some questions around facilitation in general, and maybe a little disorganized in that respect. As far as recommendations, it sounds like it was, again, the major issue was sound, and attendance, which is, I think that was just circumstance. There was a bad day, there were people out sick, and sometimes that happens. Just some logistical issues in general. Anybody want to add anything to that or speak directly to something specific within the evaluation?
Something that stuck out to me was there's definitely like one or two people who are strong and different disagreeing with everything, and so I'm not sure at this point what we can do to ensure people are meshing with the process. I don't know what more can be done on that front, but it'd be interesting to find out, like, is it just unhappy with the process of merging, or is it just unhappy with the facilitation, or just the process moving forward? I'm a member of China, like, I'm not coming from the frame above, I want everyone to be on the train. I don't want anyone to feel like they're being forced on the train. So just wanting to, if anyone would like to send me an email offline or just like what's going on, or if there's any way we can improve the process, that would be helpful, I think, moving forward.
So Dave, did I hear you say that the disagree was all the same person?
I didn't say that, but that is actually the case, that the 2 to 3 people that had negative feelings about what happened at the meeting were consistent. It's not like there was one, there was people who felt really positive about one thing and felt very negative about others. People who were sort of felt positive were positive all the way through, the people who felt negative were negative all the way through, and the people who felt neutral were primarily
so
neutral.
Basically, the agree or strongly disagree or agree was just 3 people.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Anything else? All right.
So knowing those 3 people, is there a way that the co-chair can reach out to the 3 people?
I mean, these are not, they're anonymous. Some people sign them, Charles.
I always do.
Charles, you tell us to our face.
Sorry.
Yeah, but you are the only person who signs yours. So I think that some of those people may have already spoken to you after the meeting, or may have already expressed some of their challenges. I think all we can do is hope that they step forward with their concerns at an appropriate time.
Thank you.
Just one other thing that I wanted to... There was a comment that was being made of just like, I hope the decisions we made will stick and that they won't be re-voted upon. And I think that maybe coming from